Hello and welcome to In Depth here on a Sunday morning. Wonderful round of guests to kick this show off. I have Tracy Rodriguez and Afton Neufeld from Community Health Alliance, and they are talking about Socktober. Tracy, is this your baby?
Yes. So this is the second year that we're doing it. Last year, we did our first annual sock drive, and it's just this event that we thought of. Community Health Alliance serves the Reno Sparks community, and one of our health centers out of the six, particularly a station at our Record Street campus. Okay. So with being at the Record Street campus, we serve the homeless population.
Okay, so that's your primary focus?
Yes.
There?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and so we serve anybody of the homeless status, and we provide free medical services as well as integrated behavioral health, and we also have dental there as well.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And then, go ahead.
You're
on a roll.
So one of the reasons that we actually kickstarted this sock drive is because during the cold winter months, you know, a lot of our homeless are transient from place to place,
right,
going through, you know, puddles of water in the snow. And so what we start seeing in the winter is saturated feet with wounds and infections and even some frostbites. So imagine how, you know, detrimental foot conditions are for our patients.
Right. So what better way to prevent that? I mean, if, you know, having long-term or really severe health problems as a result, might as well get them socks.
Yes.
Really warm ones.
Mm-hmm.
They can, I mean, maybe, you know, I'm sure a slew of pairs probably per person would be good.
Yes.
So in case they do step in something bad, they can just kind of change out of them.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, socks are the number one requested item in our shelters.
Right.
And so if we can provide that, and, you know, allow our patients to change them on a regular basis and keep their feet clean, that would help our patients out just so much, especially our diabetic patients.
Very cool. Are people who donate to you, are they aware that socks are needed, or are they kind of focusing on other clothing that maybe you don't need as much if you just want to get it in their heads that, like...
Yeah. So you know what? I think one of our local partners is Good Shepherd's Clothing Closet, and they provide a lot of clothes.
Oh, okay.
And they get a lot of donations. But you know, socks aren't thought about. And so
Right. Those
are so important for just the person's health. You know, coats and scarves, all that is great. And those are really donated items. But socks are often forgotten about how important they are.
All right. So, the people can help with that. And how does this sock drive work exactly? Do you just have donation bins?
Yeah. So we're so lucky to have some community partners in our community that are willing to give back and help out our homeless. And so during the month of October, in which we call Socktober,
which is clever,
it's going to be running starting tomorrow, October 1st through the 31st.
Oh, very cool.
And so we have several locations that will be having that'll be drop-off locations. And just to name them, it's going to be Sola Salon Suites on Kitsky Lane. We have Famous Footwear in Reno and Sparks contributing.
Very
we
cool.
have the Roost coffee shop over Booth Street. We have Sports Clip at Outlets at Legends.
Okay.
They are our second annual partner. We also have Dr. Joseph Kanigan's podiatry office because you know, we do refer a lot of patients that require that extra medical
what
care.
What a concept.
Over there, right?
Have it there, right?
And then we also have construction materials engineers that, you know, and all of these wonderful partners are helping us collect socks and will be donation locations.
Oh, very cool. And then people keep in mind, I mean, one of these is Famous Footwear. I mean, they got a little sock section right in there.
They do.
You could just do it in one fell swoop if you're there to get shoes or something.
Yeah, they do. So the manager there is going to be doing a buy one, get one half off promo deal. So, you know, anybody that walks in and gets some socks, they can get them for themselves and then donate one to our homeless community. And what's awesome is it's going to go right back to our local, you know, our local homeless population.
Okay, very cool. And let's stress, in case people aren't aware, you need to get new socks.
Yeah.
Don't do any like used stuff you just have lying around that you don't want to wear anymore. That's not cool.
Yeah, right?
Just in case people don't know.
Yeah, so we would prefer new adult socks.
Okay.
Because that is the population that we're gearing for. And, you know, they don't have a lot of access to washer and dryer.
Right.
So that for that reason, you know, we would prefer new socks.
Okay.
Just that way, you know, they get some clean ones. We can keep those infections away and, you know, we can just provide them with some new ones.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So this is second annual.
Yes.
What's changed from the first time you did it?
This year, I think we have more community partners. And then we also are just hoping to reach more. You know, our homeless population is increasing every year.
Okay.
And that they get those statistics from the point in time count,
mm-hmm.
Organized through here in Reno. And it's a nationwide counts where they count the homeless people in the area. And so just from 2017 to 2018, we had, I believe, over 100 additional homeless patients from last year. So, you know, with more homeless people, the more need.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Afton, anything we haven't touched on you want to kind of add on to?
Yeah, just going back to like what Tracy said is, I think we've talked about it on your show before about how diabetes is actually one of the more common diagnoses with our homeless population. So
Right. Another
cool thing about the socks, she touched on it a little bit, is that by being able to keep your feet warm, it actually helps you monitor loss of sensation in the toes, which is actually one of the first indicators that someone's diabetes is not sustained. So that's why, you know, especially during colder months, it's just that much more important that we keep our patients' feet warm just so they can keep better on top of their health as well.
Exactly.
Right on.
What we'd hate to see is, you know, have some of our patients have to get like any toes amputated because of, you know, poor diabetic condition or conditions.
Yeah. You know, we're all about prevention. So this is a great, simple way that you can, you know, just donate a pair of socks, donate 20 pairs of socks, right? Just go crazy with it, you know? Yeah. Get creative with it. Have a good time. So you can come give a pair of socks and truly it can be life changing
really
in that moment of need.
All right. Wonderful. And if we want to get an exact address for the Record Street location, it might be good that people have people know.
Yeah, of course. It's 335 Record Street. We're on Suite 254. We're on the second building, the same building as the family shelter on the second floor.
Okay. Very cool. Well, thank you for coming in, both of you, to talk about this. Socktober kicks off tomorrow. Anywhere online, do you have a little section?
We're going to be posting the flyer. We have this cute little flyer that we put together. And so
it's
very
cute.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Very fall inspired. And so that will be available. We'll have that on our Facebook page and we'll likely have some links on our website as well.
Okay. Thank you both for coming in. Fantastic.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much, Ian.
Welcome.